So again, this is Dr. Will, and today, using emotional pain for growth. And one of the interesting things as helpers, which is what I call us, but some kind of self-development, psychologist, social worker, alcohol and drug counselor, hypnotist, NLPer, energy worker, Reiki person, dance in the moonlight naked, and whatever kind of change work you do, one of the problems that we run into is two things, as you always hear me talk about, which is the paradox of knowledge. Having a little bit of knowledge is dangerous. And also kind of with it, you know, if you did energy work or hypnosis or NLP and you got good, you did some miracle in your life, and then you went and learned it, now you're doing miracles on other people, now you're stuck or you're in emotional pain yourself. And so you call someone, you do something, and one of the things that happens, the paradox is, you start analyzing anything that they're doing to try to help you. Oh, I wonder why they're doing this. I would do that. Oh, that's an interesting choice. Oh, I wonder. And so it doesn't seem to work the magic on you anymore. And even things sometimes like self-hypnosis and that, yeah, it works, but not like it used to. And I think that's the paradox of knowledge. And, you know, and also then, of course, the law of reverse effect, the harder you try, the harder it becomes, and all those kind of things. So I always think there's two things going on when one of us in the self-help world, if you want to call it, or the professional world, is experiencing one of these emotional blocks or some kind of pain, especially emotional pain, is besides the paradox of knowledge, the second thing would be the lowering your ego to reach out for help. You know, because you're coaching all these people or you're doing all this other stuff, can you reach out for help? Can you say, I'm screwed up? Can you say, I need help? Hi, Sue. Hi, everybody on there. So can you? And you know, it sounds easy. Oh, yeah, but, you know, it's hard. You know, I know we talk a lot about that in other worlds that I'm involved in, the recovery world, is, you know, can you reach out for help when you're in trouble, even though you might be in that world, they call it sponsoring, like, you know, all these people helping them. Who helps the helpers? That's always the thing. So, but what I wanted to talk about specifically, to jump to it, is emotional pain. And there's one of the interesting things in your brain, now that I'm taking this into all these advanced neuroplasticity, neurobiology class information things, is we've known for a long time, and it's kind of misused, neurons that fire together, wire together, and neurons that fire apart, wire apart. Yeah, and you know, like anything, they take a general idea, and it kind of gets lost in the wayside. But what happens with us with emotional pain is because it's disconcerting, let's use that word, and you're in an altered state of that because you're in that pain, your brain doesn't know what to do with it. So that's one of the reasons they think that we develop psychosomatic pain. And psychosomatic pain is just as real pain, because, you know, for years they'd make fun of somebody with psychosomatic pain. Now they understand your brain processes pain anyway. It's not your arm or your knee or your hip or your stomach. It's your brain. So if your brain is getting all these signals that you're in pain, you know, you lost a relationship, you lost a job, you lost a dream, something went on and it's not going as well as you'd like. And so you're in pain and your brain's going, ah, and it's looking for a way to process this information. And so it will give you a physical pain. It's why when you're in some kind of emotional pain, wherever your weak spot, we've known this in the energy world, I guess, for years, will flare up. You know, with me, it's my knees or my hips, you know, or my elbow, things I've shattered, right? When I'm in emotional pain, they bother me more. You know, it could be your stomach, it could be other things. And of course, your stomach gets out of whack when you're in emotional pain because your brain's sending these weird neurochemical signals that your gut picks up. And so your gut gets out of whack, and there's almost as many neurotransmitters in your gut as there is in your brain. So your brain searches for this, so it messes things up. But anyway, one of the ways it seems to overcome it from all the research based on, you know, especially using the neuroplasticity, is first connecting with the pain. Really connect with the pain. You know, it sounds trite, but connect with it and acknowledge it, you know, and notice what it is. And then, you know, there's a technique they've had for years. We've called the drop down through technique in NLP. And it's also called the focusing technique, in the clinical psych world, where you really get into the pain and see what is it really. Because especially when you're going through some kind of pain, what is it you're going through? You know, if you're going through a breakup, what is the pain? Is it the loss of the dream? Is it the loss of the of that person? You know, what is it and your brain doesn't know how to process a lot of this. So it could be, you know, you're in grieving, you know, and we don't know how to grieve. We're not taught how to grieve. I've been going through some emotional upheaval in the last couple months, and I'm kind of out of sorts, as we would say, disconcerting. That's why I've taken this trip up north. In fact, I was probably going to be heading back today or tomorrow, but now there's a hurricane in the Gulf that's going to slow my trip down a few days. So anyway, so one of the things I've done here, hey, Victoria, hey, Leona, hey, Ryan. So I had to try to figure out, what is it I'm really feeling? You know, what's going on? What is this feeling? You know, I know it's hurt. I was involved in a project for a couple of years. It kind of fell apart. And it's caused other upheaval in my life, you know, besides emotional, you know, there's a lot of upheaval with it. So what is it I'm feeling? Is it, you know, the loss of the dream that it didn't work the way I hoped it worked? Is it the loss of putting in all that effort to do something that could, you know, save thousands or millions of people, emotional and physical pain? What is it? And, you know, in the last couple of days, being up here, I got away from everything I'm doing in Florida, and it's made me focus on it and reconnect with some things. And in my case, I had to really do this focusing technique where I got into the pain and say, what is it I'm really feeling? And I was grieving the loss of the dream, and I was grieving the loss of what it could have been. That was, I guess that's the dream. And, you know, and then, you know, there's that stuff kicks in my head, and I have to work through it, right? And make friends with it. Because until you make friends with it, you can't let it go. If you deny it's there, no, I'm fine. It's fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, it's going to come back and, you know, literally bite you in the ass, you know. It'll slip and jab. I just went to a boxing class, right? It'll slip and jab and just basically knock you out in another way. So how do you focus on this on whatever the pain is? First of all, you have to manifest it. And then we could do all those cool techniques we know in NLP. You know, we could do the cross hemispheric thing. We could spin it. We could do, last week I did the hurricane technique, and then a version of that's called the tornado technique. There's all these things we could do, but one of the things we should do is first almost make friends with it and see what that pain's trying to tell you. Because, hey, Monica, I know you're on the call. You know, one of the things physical pain is there for is to give you an alert, to give you a warning. You know, it's not there to do anything other than say, hey, don't do this anymore. Whether it's, you know, your shoulder, your hip, your back, whatever it happens to be, physical pain is a warning. And of course, we can override it. Those of us that, you know, have done things with when we're physically shouldn't have done them, but your brain can override it. But what, you know, so pain, and now if it's an emotional pain, it's there as a warning, you know, warning, real like a warning, warning, danger, danger, you know, and then you can process through it, right? Then you can process through it. And especially those in self-help, self-development, I think we have the guilt of feeling negative feelings. If we start feeling these, like, oh, I'm feeling self-pity, you know, my wife says you're on the pity pot, and I say, yes, and I'm enjoying it. You know, it's like, what are you going to do? If you beat yourself up for having the negative feeling that may be somewhat normal, you're going through grieving because you lost a relationship, you lost a love, you lost a dream, you lost a job, you know, or whatever it is that you're going through, your health's not as where... You know, you can't process what you're not acknowledging, right? And then if you add guilt on it, because we're above this, you know, you're a Reiki master, or we're this, or, you know, NLP trainer, master hypnotist, you're still going to feel what you're going to feel. So that's first, the first thing you have to do is almost, if you're into the HUNA techniques, you know, you almost have to do the Ho'oponopono on yourself. You know, I love you, forgive me. I don't do the short version, but you know, that one. So you know, I love you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Thank you. You know, but you got to do that to yourself and know that these feelings are, have you ever tried to do that technique to the feeling, like the self-pity or to the anger or to whatever it is, you know, I love you. I'm sorry, forgive me. And I always add, as I forgive you, thank you. And the thank you is for whatever the message is trying to get you, you know? Because sometimes, and I just had this happen, I was just telling a couple people, you know, I've been praying for one little thing in my life because, you know, a way out of something that I was going to do. And then when it manifested beautifully, way beyond my wildest expectations, and then I almost feel bad that it happened that way. So sometimes if you do that that kind of technique where you're acknowledging it, and here's the technique: you take a deep breath, close your eyes, and you find in your body where you feel that pain. Manifest that, especially if it's an emotional pain. You know, usually it manifests somewhere. If it's a relationship or broken heart, broken dream, it's usually around your heart or in your solar plexus. If it's something else, it might be deeper in your gut. Sometimes you get it in your head, but where do you feel that pain, you know? And then make it real, you know, vivify it, the look, the sound, the feeling, the smell, the taste, the touch, you know, and then step into that, you know, and then try doing, right before you step into it, do that little bit of that ho'oponopono, where you say, you know, I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me as I forgive you. Thank you. And then as you do that, see what message it's trying to give you. What is this pain really about? You know, when I was going through the thing, and it took me getting away and working on this and having other people help me with it. Hey, Miss Lynn. Working with it, I had to realize I'm going through some grieving. You know, it's a loss of a dream. It's a loss of a couple other things. And, you know, that's what I'm going through. And grieving is a process. It doesn't usually end like that. Any of us has lost a loved one, a family, pet, whatever it happens to be. You have to grieve through the loss of that thing, especially, you know, the things that you put all your emotional investment in, relationships, careers, things like that. And we're seeing upheavals in the world. And that's that emotional pain. And then, of course, we have to acknowledge it. We have to accept it. Then you can process through it. If you do not acknowledge it and you do not accept it, you will never process through. Again, if you're watching this on Facebook and you like it, click like and share and make a comment. And now what I'd like you to do is, if you're experiencing some kind of emotional upheaval, take a deep breath and now find that in your body. Let it manifest in your body. Maybe it's your heart, maybe it's your head, maybe it's your solar plexus, wherever it is. You know, sometimes when mine's really bad, it manifests in my knee. Doesn't have to make any sense, you know? And then, because now your brain is trying to wire this somewhere else, so to speak, doing those neurons that wire together, you know, it's going to look for a pain path. Well, let's interrupt that pain path by, first of all, acknowledging that pain. And then doing the, I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me as I forgive you, thank you. And what is the message of this pain? What is it trying to really tell you? Okay? Maybe you need to take some time. Maybe you need to step back. What message is this pain trying to tell you so you don't repeat the process? You know, when you're having a physical pain, stay relaxed. When you're having a physical pain, the physical pain's there trying to tell you, don't do this anymore. Whatever it is, do it differently. And that's what maybe your emotional pain is. Next time, don't do whatever it is that got you into this emotional pain. So now take a deep breath and really step into it, see it, hear it, feel it. And then ask, is there anything I can do to help this release easily now? And thank you for the learning. Keep the learning. Take the learning in, whatever the learning's trying to teach you. Maybe the learning's trying to teach you, again, don't do this next time. You know, make a better choice for a business partner or a romantic partner, sexual partner, or maybe make a better choice for, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. Acknowledge it, step into it, process it, and then keep the learning and say, I acknowledge the learning. That's what you're saying thank you to. You know, when you say, I love you, thank you. You're going to take that learning and you're going to, you know, you're going to incorporate it. And then it'll help. And maybe your intuition, usually the side effect, when I used to do this technique with people a lot, as you finish processing this out, and the side effect, after, I should have warned you before, the side effect of doing this technique is it really increases your intuition, because now you're thanking that part of your brain that's saying, oh, he or she, now they're really into this. They want more of this. So it's trying to stop the pain. So when your brain gets on that path, it's going to give you an intuitive insight, a feeling, a sight, something. And then if you acknowledge it, it will give you more, right? When you acknowledge, maybe this pain is a result of not following that insight. You know, like I said, the thing I'm processing through, and when I did the meditation and actually had somebody walk me through a version of this that they do. So again, I had to shut off the analyzing it. And what happened as it was coming through, it actually came to me the next day when I was at that boxing class, is it came to me is that, you know, I had the insight 6 months before this thing went the way it did, that it was going to go the way it did. But I ignored it. I used my consciousness, said, no, it won't go the way I think it's going to go. It's going to do this, rainbows and butterflies blowing up your ass instead of the truth. And so, you know, I said, thank you for that. Next time I'll pay more attention and be much more cognizant of everything that's going on. So now take a deep breath. If you did the technique, open your eyes. So again, you acknowledge, here's the steps. You acknowledge the feeling. Where in your body do you feel it? And is it manifesting as a physical pain, a knee, a hip, whatever it is, bad back, you know? And I, you know, there's some thought that this kind of thing is what manifests into eventually, of course, ulcers, diabetes, fatigue, chronic fatigue syndrome. You know, there's some thought that a lot of this is that. So acknowledge that feeling. Where in your body do you feel it? Notice the color, the shape, the sound, the feeling. And then do the whole, as we call it, the Ho'oponopono. But my version is, as you're feeling this thing and looking at it, right before you're going to step into it, you acknowledge it and say, I love you. Forgive me. As I forgive you, thank you. You know, and then ask, is there anything you can do to release it now so you can move on? Keeping whatever the learning is. Give me the learning I need from this pain. Give me the learning I need from this pain so I can release it. And then step into it, see if there's any other messages coming, and then see if it'll release. So that is my, I don't know what I call this technique yet. I do a version of it with the Ho'oponopono and a few other things. And, you know, first of all, it's about physicalizing it, stepping into it, having fun with it. Again, if you like this, click like and share. Make a comment if you're on Facebook, if you're watching this on my e-zine, maybe if you're on the YouTube. Again, click like, share, make a comment, have some fun with this. We're all doing it. So for my Facebook friends, I'd like to thank you for doing this. We'll have some fun later on. Excuse me. I'm going to continue on my here we go. Now we're on the e-zine version. So again, the steps of this, the steps of this is, and for my e-zine list, this is also, I'm trying to teach you some different marketing, do a Facebook Live, double record it. I use my phone. I just set it right by wherever my computer is. And, as I'm doing the Facebook Live, I'm recording it here. And then I shut off the Facebook Live. And then continue and do extra for my group, which is good. You know, I'm getting a little bit of publicity. People that don't know me, a lot of my Facebook people are not from my NLP world, so to speak, you could do that. And now it's this. So the steps is, you know, first of all, acknowledge the pain, because we have that tendency to ignore the pain, think we shouldn't feel it. Then we, especially those of us in self-help, NLP, hypnosis, all this, we're going to beat ourselves up for having this this emotional pain. I shouldn't feel this. You know, even though we tell our clients not to do this, this is part of that paradox. You know, then when you feel it, you want to ignore it. So first acknowledge it. And then where in your body do you feel it? You know, wherever it is. And again, you want to take care of this, because if you don't, it will manifest itself in your areas that are physically weak, whether it's your knee, your hip, your back, you know, and we don't want that. We want to stop that. So acknowledge it and then step into it and physicalize it. Where, what color is it? What shape, what sound, what feeling? Is there a smell? Is there a taste? And really do that. And as you're doing that, then you can, I would do this, you know, like a version of the whatever one you want. It's kind of the Ho'oponopono. I do a different version for this, and but the short version is, you know, I love you, thank you, you know, and you're thanking it for the learning. I forgive you forgive me as I forgive you, you know, and just step into it and acknowledge it, and then jump into the pain, physically jump into that pain, and see where it takes you. and see what other learnings can it give you. What learning is it trying to give you? You know, what learning is it trying to give you? And acknowledge that learning and keep that learning, you know, and then, you know, and what you're saying forgive me for is not listening in the early stages of when the pain was developing, you know, not noticing the warning signs, not noticing the intuitions. And again, as you do this technique, you will increase your intuition. It's like when I should do that course again, remote viewing. You know, they always, when you do a remote viewing class, they always say, well, they warn you, in fact, it was in writing, your intuition will increase exponentially by doing this course because you're connecting with different parts of your mind. So, you know, you're thanking it and you're acknowledging it. So have some fun with this technique. See where it takes you. And then add your other little techniques. My group is brilliant with, you know, adding energy work, adding, you know, EFT, adding different things. Coming soon, maybe the end of the week, next week, I'm going to show you one simple thing you can do if you like EFT, you know, the EFT, one simple twist that if you do it, it will increase how the energy flows in your body exponentially. Yeah. And it has to do with neuroplasticity and connecting with different parts of the brain. So I'll do that later. I'd like to thank you all for sharing with me. See you as we keep trudging the road to happy destiny. Again, I'm doing another life coaching course starting pretty soon if you want to jump in on that. I'm doing the addiction course in Orlando in November 12th. If you want to come down to that, I'm also working on going to, you know, do that via this Zoom. Well, I'm recording this, but it's via Zoom. So if you can't be in the room, you might want to do that. But it'll also be recorded so you can get the recording once we edit the recordings. So I'd like to thank you. Again, if you like this, click like and share. If you're on my e-zine, it's going to take you to the YouTube. So do that. This is how we grow our businesses together. So I'd like to thank you, and we'll see you soon.